Jerry Bader Show. Let me read just a little bit one more time before we start taking calls on this. The Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Recipients reflect the spirit of Arthur Ashe, possessing strength in the face of adversity, courage in the face of peril, and the willingness to stand up for their beliefs no matter what the cost. That's what the Arthur Ashe Award, named, of course, after the late tennis player, that's what it's about. Michael Sam, college player who came out as gay in advance of the NFL draft, is this year's ESPN ESPYs recipient of the Arthur Ashe Award. Based on that criteria, does his coming out as gay qualify? Why or why not? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Matt in Glenmore. Matt, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, I don't believe so because Sam didn't announce. I've never heard anything he's accomplished or he's advocated or champion for. Just announcing he's gay, I don't think it qualifies him to get that award.
Okay, now I think, and that's one of the things I'm going to get into. His announcement, you could argue, is all about himself, but it's clear what they're saying is that he is paving the way for other gay athletes who are afraid to come out. So if more gay athletes come out as a result or are less fearful of coming out as a result of his actions, then didn't he advance a movement?
I don't think so. I think it should be about accomplishments, not what your sexual preference is.
Well, what were Arthur Ashe's accomplishments in Courage?
Well, I know you announced him. I mean, he wasn't telling everybody he was gay and he deserved the award for being gay. I think he was doing things, wasn't he?
But right, he advanced causes. Jason refers to breaking through in tennis, which is actually an athletic achievement, and started many charities. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Matt, thanks for the call. To Mary in Marshfield. Mary, go ahead.
Just because you're gay doesn't mean that you should get the Arthur Ashe Award. I am a little young to remember Arthur Ashe, but I do know the spirit of which he lived. I think that Tim Tebow should have gotten the award at his point in his career.
Okay, now I'm glad you threw a name out there because I will say this, and maybe this is the way I should phrase the question. Who's more deserving? Why would Tim Tebow be more deserving of a Courage Award?
He let his religion come out and was not ashamed to have it out there.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360. Thanks to Mary, I'm going to change this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Who is more deserving of an Arthur Ashe Courage Award? Tim Tebow or Arthur Ashe? Or Arthur Ashe, Michael Sam of the Arthur Ashe Award. We know Arthur Ashe is more deserving. They named it after him. I'm glad you caught that. I didn't even notice it. 406-1360, answer the phone. You try doing this 5 days a week without a net, Jason. You get to hide behind my voice. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Who's more deserving, Michael Sam or Tim Tebow of the Arthur Ashe Courage Award? Mary just made this a much better topic than I did. Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Good question. They're both deserving because they're both coming out with their strong beliefs, either way, religious or homosexual. Courage in the face of peril and adversity, not sure if Michael Sam would deserve that award for that.
Okay. All right, Joanne, I don't want to weigh in. I want to take a few calls on this. Paul in Green Bay. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Jerry. I think Tim Tebow would have been more deserving because religion and Christianity is almost like a black plague in today's mainstream media, whereas everybody's looking for a poster child for the next gay rights movement, so to speak.
Okay, I'm... Go ahead.
No, that was my opinion on it. That's just why I think Tim Tebow would be more deserving.
Okay. Paul, I'm actually going to reveal my hand here, but I'm still going to take calls. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is a no-brainer. Wearing your religion on your sleeve is going to get you a hell of a lot more scorn than coming out as gay. In fact, even before Mary brought the Tim Tebow element into this, the reason I wouldn't have said Michael Sam was deserving of this is because it didn't take courage at all. Look at the rock star he became. He knew he was going to become a media rock star. He knew this wasn't going to... There's nothing courageous about what he did. Nothing. I think it was a cynical personal advancement ploy to try to give an excuse to if NFL teams don't draft him higher than he wanted to be drafted. Well, it's because I'm gay. It's because I came out as gay. But more importantly, it didn't take courage. It doesn't take courage to come out as gay. It takes a hell of a lot more courage to wear your religion on your sleeve. Look at the way the two have been treated. Look at it. Tebow has been faced nothing but scorn and ridicule for being a Christian. Who's been treated worse? Michael Sam, I can't even say with a straight face. Michael Sam or Tim Tebow? Yeah, I mean, it's not even, Michael Sam hasn't been treated badly at all. He's a hero. Derek in Denmark. Derek, go ahead.
Well, you just said what I was going to say. Tebow kept doing it in despite the adversities against him for doing it, and this guy is doing nothing more than trying to advance his career.
Yeah, what adversity has Michael Sam faced since doing this?
Never heard of one.
Nothing. He's a hero. Tim Tebow, because he feels strongly in his faith and wears it proudly, has been mocked, scorned, and ridiculed. If anyone faced adversity for standing strong to their beliefs, it's Tim Tebow. Andy in Oshkosh. Andy, go ahead.
Jerry, thanks for taking my call. I could not agree with you more. The word God has been taken out of the schools, and more so now than it ever has been. And the alternative lifestyle is promoted now than it ever has been. And why give it to Sam? Why not give it to the NBA player? Now we're awarding these guys for coming out when we're taking away less of the core values that we had years ago.
Jason beat you to the punch on that. Why is Sam more deserving than Collins, the NBA guy who came out? In fact, there's a good question. Why do you suppose that is? Why do you suppose Michael Sam was an even bigger media darling than the NBA player?
I think being in college is probably a little bit different than being a professional basketball player.
Here's the way I would put it. I think you're right. He hasn't failed yet. Collins is not a star. I'm not saying he's a failure, but he's not a star. And whatever happens now or doesn't happen with Michael Sam, they can blame it on the reaction to his being gay. Fred in Plover. Fred, go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering, how would Reggie White go into this equation?
Reggie White got some criticism for his overt religiosity, but not the way Tim Tebow has. And there's another good question. I don't have an answer. Now, I mean, some people criticized Reggie, but he wasn't mocked, scorned, and ridiculed. You know the difference there, don't you? Reggie's a superstar. Reggie White, that makes a big difference. Tim Tebow, let's face it, is not a very good quarterback. He's just really not. I think Mary is absolutely right. I think Tim Tebow, much more qualified. If we have any really good calls on this, we can take them coming up. It is 10:29. I still get emails, some of you asking, so how much weight have you lost? How much weight have you lost? I've now lost, by my scale, actually scales, 54, 55 pounds. And I have company these days. My wife has joined me. Actually, I'm past that phase, but in proactive weight loss solutions. And she has lost already more than 5 pounds, and she's been on it less than a week. Now, she had the benefit of me helping her out, and you know, here's how it works. Here's how you get into it. Well, even if you're not married to me, this can still be pretty easy. Just ask Jason. He's not married to me, and he's been on it. Trust me, he's not married to me, and he has been on it. Dr. Lipman is there to walk you through everything. It is a weight loss program, supplements, so many things. So your body goes through healthy changes and will help you keep it off. And I'm to the stage now about keeping it off. But my wife is very excited to continue her goal. And again, even without me, Dr. Lipman will be there for you. But you have to make the call. Doesn't matter. Sheboygan, Wausau, Green Bay, wherever you might be. You've been thinking about it. Now's the time to do it. 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Lipman today. 920-268-1386.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.